It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dave Cohen in one last day for Scoot. How you doing? Glad to be here on this hump day afternoon. We've got three fantastic hours for you coming up on the Scoot Show today. In the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about Mayor LaToya Cantrell, without anybody asking her, while making a presentation to the New Orleans City Council yesterday about the budget. She chose to share some words about yet another federal investigation in which she has been implicated for allegedly taking bribes to fire one of her staff members. We're going to talk about why would she do that if no one asked her, and we'll hear what she had to say and get one of our pollsters and political analysts to break down where is the mayor right now in her evolution, where is she in terms of popularity, and what can we expect for the rest of her time as the mayor of the city of New Orleans. So we're talking about Cantrell and her outburst in the city council chambers yesterday and what the Cantrell administration looks like now in the city of New Orleans in the 3 o'clock hour. In the 2 o'clock hour, we're talking about something that the governor of Louisiana seems really impassioned about. Yesterday, he was on the campus at LSU for an unrelated topic, but really got excited and made it very clear that he really wants a live tiger at LSU football games.
The better question is, would the students like to see a live tiger on the field? Huh? No? Yeah, there you go.
Even though LSU has already said they have no interest in ever bringing a live tiger back to the games, even though nearly every veterinarian and animal rights group we've heard from is opposed to the idea, increasingly circuses and Vegas shows and everybody else are getting rid of their live tigers as part of their performances. Why is the governor making this such a big deal now, and why does he so badly and so enthusiastically want a live tiger at LSU games? We'll talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour. This hour, though, we're talking about another wrinkle in this story about the port workers striking on the Gulf Coast and the East Coast, demanding that their contract include a clause that they cannot be replaced by robots, automation, computers, or artificial intelligence. We know that all of the economists have told us that if this strike lags, if it lasts too long, it could lead to serious interruptions in some of the supply chain. Yet yesterday, on both legitimate news reports and all over social media, we were seeing some stores reporting, and I'm not sure how much of the social media of it, part of it was true or not, or people just trying to get views and clicks on social media, but there were some, at least limited instances, where some stores were out of water, out of toilet paper, as people appeared to be panic buying things that don't even come from overseas. So to help us figure out what's going on and what the reality of the situation is, we asked UNO economist Walter Dub Lane to join us, and he's with us now on the live line. Dub, how you doing?
Hey, good to be with you.
Glad you're here. I hope you have enough toilet paper.
I'm well stocked.
Okay, good. I'm not.
but not overstocked. So.
Okay. You only your fair share, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised yesterday when I started hearing these reports. And again, we don't know how widespread it is. And I want to hear from anyone who's been to a store in the last 48 hours or so. And if they've noticed any problems with empty shelves or items that aren't there. But regardless of to what extent it's happening, we know it is happening to some extent that people have started panic buying. And I was surprised that they were panic buying water and toilet paper, because both of those things are not only produced domestically, but they're produced locally. And we shouldn't have any issues with those items, right?
That's correct. But we see this all the time. I mean, of course, living in Louisiana, we know, you know, come if a hurricane's in the Gulf, you start seeing this things. But usually it's on things that make sense, like plywood for your windows or water and things of that sort, getting some cash, that sometimes or gas, you know, those type of things, you know, it makes sense. But I think this is a leftover from, you know, the pandemic where we saw, you know, we did see some big shortages in various things. But that's not necessarily all the things that people, you know, stocked up on. Toilet paper happens to be an interesting one of those that they did during the pandemic. So now they're back now. They think, well, what did I do during the pandemic? I better go get some of that, which makes no sense whatsoever.
And I guess they're really afraid of not having it, and I get that. Toilet exactly. paper is pretty darn important. I bought a new home a couple years ago, and I happened to have a bidet, and I had never had one before, but I found out that doesn't eliminate the need of toilet paper. So anyway, without getting too detailed about that, everyone needs toilet paper. And so I guess if, you know, you're going to panic buy, you think, what do I really need? What can I not live without? Yeah. And they weren't even thinking, well, toilet paper doesn't come from overseas. 90% of the toilet paper used in the U.S. comes from domestic sources. And the other 10% is from Canada and Mexico. But so that's not going to be hurt by a dock worker strike. But I guess that's something they could control and feel like they're doing something.
Exactly. You know, what they should be doing is going out buying bananas, you know, because that's something that comes through the port of New Orleans that, again, that if it sits out in the Gulf very long, it's not going to be any good anyway. But that's usually not what people don't know. What are the products that are imported, you know, in especially through the port of New Orleans? They're a very unique set of products, you know, coffee. Big one. Now, again, of course, people would be desperate to have coffee, too. But, you know, that one stores a lot better. So if that's they ought to be going out buying their Folgers and their community coffee, because those are things that come in through the port.
Right. And even though those are produced and locally.
They don't know what that is. They just know something's going to be short. What am I going to go get?
Right. And we have had reports that we would see pandemic-like interruptions in the supply chain. So I guess that also had people thinking, okay, what did we get during the pandemic? And right. Community coffee and Folgers, while they're produced here, they bring beans in from out of the country, correct?
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah. The beans come up from Colombia, and all the Folgers coffee and a lot of other stuff is produced here in New Orleans and shipped to the rest of the country. But, that's some things that I just offhand happen to know that are come up. You know, we were the banana capital of the United States for a lot of historical reasons. And, you know, those things come up from Central America, and we're a closest port. So those make sense. But then, you know, the other type of things which they should worry about, or, you know, are there some types of technical equipment and pieces of other that are used in other manufacturing processes. And, you know, down the road, you know, if you can't get, you know, even if you can't get whatever it is, the carburetor for your car or whatever it is that they're bringing in, you know, then they can't produce the whole car. So those are the type of supply chains that we saw happening in the pandemic. That was mostly focused on the West Coast, and that all of this one is really obviously the Gulf Coast and the East Coast. But again, people don't ask. We haven't seen a good list of what are the products that you need to worry about. But instead, they're just buying whatever they think they're, as you say, what they bought before or what they're most worried about.
Yeah, and I guess it's going to be stuff made in Europe. It's going to be stuff made in Africa. It's going to be stuff that typically comes to the East Coast or Gulf Coast ports, you know, and then there are a lot of raw materials that come in through New Orleans that most consumers aren't going out and buying, but the ripple effect could then impact other things they do buy. And we don't want anyone to panic buy anything.
No.
Coffee and bananas would be things you should stock up on, but, you know, don't go buy every banana you can find.
No. And you know, they're not likely to do that as much with bananas. But you know, the thing, I mean, water, for heaven's sakes. What? Now, again, we do import, I happen to know we do import a little bit of water from Fiji. But that's probably not coming in through the East Coast. If you ever buy Fiji water, that literally is made in Fiji.
Okay.
But all the rest of it is obviously very local.
Yeah, most of the spring water we consume locally, and many of the other bottled waters are bottled locally. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. But, I mean, it's hurricane season. You should have some on hand. But, yeah, this clearing out the shelves at some stores is crazy. We're going to check in with Roy Zapardo at Zapardo's to see what they've seen coming up next.
That'll be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because my wife showed me some TikToks. I don't have TikTok. My wife does. And she showed me some TikTok videos yesterday of people walking through grocery stores with empty shelves throughout the store. I don't know if those were legit current videos, if they were from the pandemic or what, because you never know with social media. But I did see and hear some legit anecdotal reports that some stores were running low on some things. So what would your best advice be to folks as we are in day two now of this dock workers strike in terms of what they should be doing?
Well, and again, as I don't think, unless it lasts more than a couple of weeks, it's probably not going to be much of a big deal. If it starts going much on beyond that, then we're going to see a lot more, ripple effects, you know, different down the economy. And there's, to me, in my mind, there seems to be a good chance of that happening, because they have two issues. One is money. They're asking for a ton of money, and they've offered them actually quite a bit.
Yeah, like
the other issue, which is the automation. I think that's going to be the killer that could make this strike last for a long time, because I don't see them. I don't see the ports, agreeing to their demands.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about that yesterday, about the fact that how can you demand that you not be replaced by technology when since the Industrial Revolution, that's the way our country has functioned, that business finds technology to help them improve productivity and increase profits, and to ask for an absolute ban on technology taking jobs seems pretty hefty a request.
The ironic part of this is if they do get their salary request, that's going to make replacing with a robot a much faster thing that they're going to want to do, because it may just increase the labor costs.
Right.
So I don't know if they've ever thought through that part of it, but hey.
Well, we have seen really recent demands from labor and unions get somewhat I don't want to say ridiculous, but we're seeing unions trying to flex more muscle in the last couple of years than we've seen in a long time, aren't we?
Well, they've had a few successes, and I think the other unions built on that. You know, there weren't very many union successes for a long period of time, but then, you know, we've started to see a few of those in the auto workers, and then the writer strike and other things where they've gotten some pretty good, results, they think, from their strikes. And that builds up everybody else's expectations. So I see that trend happening.
And so I guess we don't know, and it doesn't appear that the White House is going to intervene in this, so we don't know how long it's going to last. But you say for a couple of weeks, everything should be fine, and even after a few weeks, we won't have
it'll come
toilet
very
paper
slowly.
And water.
Well, and again, the other thing is, you know, we're obviously what we're talking about here is things that we import. You know, we got to think about the exports. The New Orleans in particular is the largest break bulk exporter, which means the grains and all the stuff that are coming down from Minnesota and Ohio that come down the Mississippi River are shipped out through New Orleans. Those are going to get backed up. And so if you're a farmer up in Kansas, you know, you may be worried about your being able to get your crops to the market. And that's a whole, I mean, that doesn't affect us, you know, locally. But again, it's another one of the possible big effects of the strike.
We're talking with economist Dub Lane at UNO about the effects we're already starting to see and might see over time from the dock workers' strike. When we get back, I saw a post that told us that gasoline prices could be impacted by this because of the trouble getting oil into the ports, into the refineries. We'll see if Dub Lane thinks that's something we should be concerned about. When we come back after this, I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. I welcome your thoughts on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. If you want to share your opinions or tell us what you're seeing out there in the real world or have a question for Dub Lane, get on the line right now, 504-260-1870 on this hump day.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ah, coal man in Master Control. With the Banana Boat song. Very, very well done. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. You almost just want to sing along instead of going back to the talk show, but I guess we will. Our guest is UNO economist Dub Lane, and we're talking about reports that there's panic buying going on already, even though we're only 2 days into the port workers strike, and the things people are buying are not things there's going to be a shortage of due to the strike, so it's kind of wild. One person just texted us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Says, Sam's on the West Bank at opening this morning had a line going through the parking lot, just like during the pandemic, of people waiting to get in. I then went to Walgreens, and there were people buying baskets full of toilet paper and paper towels, hearing other reports of toilet paper. It's hard not to laugh, Dub, but it's happening.
I am laughing. So,
toilet paper is produced here. There's not going to be a problem with toilet paper, people. Maybe I need to have a psychologist on, not an economist. But from an economic point of view, this makes no sense.
Right. I mean, you got to think of what items are coming in from on the East Coast, because eventually those get to us. And I've been focusing on what comes in through the Port of New Orleans. But if you focus on what comes in from, you know, the East Coast, obviously that's coming from Europe. So you start thinking, well, but, you know, things coming from Japan, from China, that's coming in on the West Coast. And so all that stuff should keep on coming. And the other, so the things that will be affecting us are, you ask yourself, well, what's coming in from Europe and what's coming in from South America? Because those are the things that will probably be most affected. Now, you would ask about gasoline.
Right. And social media, they're warning us that oil won't be able to get in the port, won't be able to get to the refineries, and gas prices are going to skyrocket.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, because what I don't know, unfortunately, is to what extent the people going on strike work at the particular places where the crude oil comes in is loaded up. That they may not be using union workers at that level. Maybe they are. If they are, then there is some concern, because what's interesting, although the U.S. is a net exporter of oil, the refineries in Louisiana, interestingly enough, process a more high sulfur type of oil than what we produce here in Louisiana. And I don't ask me why that happens. So we do actually, even though we export oil from here, we also import it to our refineries. So if those type of union workers are at those plants, then it could be a little bit of a problem that might have effects down the road. But that's a factual statement that I'm not sure of.
And a listener did text and say longshoremen are not used to handle crude.
Yes, that would be what my guess was. But I don't know that for a fact, but I don't know the industry that well.
What I can tell you is the gas prices went down today nationwide locally.
Well, that's a pretty good signal. if you think things are going up in the future, they would start going up in anticipation. That's the answer to the question, I think.
And we know that the gas stations in particular, when there's any reason that they anticipate an increase in the price of oil, the gas prices shoot up immediately. When oil prices come down, it feels like forever for the gas prices to follow.
And they have been coming down recently, but you're right, that could turn around.
Yeah,
I don't see gasoline being affected by this.
Now, gasoline prices are down 80 cents compared to where they were last year, and they've been coming down 20 cents compared to where they were last month, and 5 cents compared to where they were last week. So gas prices continue to come down. Anything else, Dub, that we should be telling folks as we see panic buying underway?
I think hopefully you media types may start trying to produce a list of the products that might be most affected, and that might be.
That's
an interesting
presuming anyone's going to listen, but okay, yeah.
But again, at least you can't help if they listen or not. You can at least tell them the truth. It might make some difference, but you're right. Not toilet paper. Let's get that out there real quick.
But here's
not
the problem.
Water.
Here's the problem, though. Now that this avalanche has started, and as people see that other people are doing it, they're going to do the same thing, because they don't want to run out of toilet paper. They don't want to run out of paper towels. They don't want to run out of water.
Which can happen. If they clear off all the shelves and I'm just going for my regular weekly buy and it's empty, then I have a problem. So, yes, there is a reason for that, it is self-reinforcing.
Yep, I guess they better start producing extra toilet paper for people to hoard, even though there's not legitimately a shortage in the supply chain. There will be a shortage because of overconsumption.
Right.
All right. Well, I know we'll be talking to you frequently as long as this strike wears on, and we'll get a better idea.
Well, I'm available, Dave. Good to talk to you.
What legitimately will be impacted by the strike and won't be. Always a pleasure. Dub Lane over at UNO, our go-to economist here on WWL. We appreciate your joining us. All right. Your calls and texts, 504-260-1870. What have you seen out there, and does it make sense to you? Travis, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Travis?
Look, I heard the conversation about the robotics and everything from yesterday, and one of the few candidates for president that I listened to that had a reasonable platform would be Andrew Yang. He said that every job that a robot took, that robot would pay the taxes that person's job that it took, or the jobs that it took. And I think that's a reasonable ask for robotic changes in the workplace.
How does a robot pay taxes, Travis?
What's that?
How does a robot pay taxes?
The person who owns it and operates it in their factory, that's how it does. They pay taxes or they pay for employees.
A lot of those factories, there's huge tax breaks in many cases for the owners of a lot of those big businesses. And, you know, somehow, some way, it seems that the wealthy are much better at finding those tax breaks and loopholes than are us regular folk.
Well, I'm sure that they are. It's been proven. And of course, the former guy, you know, takes full advantage of it. But the working guy, they keep eliminating these jobs. And it's gonna come to that. I think it's a reasonable get for the ends or the means that are getting going there, you know.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. Someone texted us and said, just left Walmart and they're completely wiped out of toilet paper. All right. I don't know if they were just trying to make a wiped joke or if it's legit, but I've heard from several other texts that they went to, let's see, Walmart on the West Bank, no toilet paper at all. It doesn't make any sense because from an economic standpoint. But I remember during the pandemic, the psychological community telling us that this is one thing people can actually control, that they feel like they are at least doing something to protect and help themselves by overstocking on toilet paper, which doesn't have an expiration date. So what if, you know, they have more than they need because they'll just use it over time and they won't have to buy it for a while. But then it leaves others of us in need of toilet paper, and if everyone rushes out and stocks and overstocks on it, then there's not going to be enough to go around. And I don't know, maybe we're going to see everyone selling toilet paper on eBay, or like the lemonade stands, we'll have toilet paper stands set up in the neighborhoods. Paul, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Have you panic bought anything yet, Paul?
Dave, we belong to Costco. Every time a Procter & Gamble's got a deal, you know, toilet paper towels go on sale every couple of months, $5, $6 off its regular price. Whenever it goes on sale for stuff I use year-long, I don't buy one pack. I buy two or three packs. I got a room in my house. They call it a mini Costco. So I don't have this problem.
The mini Costco besides room.
besides the fact that these people, you know, I told my wife one of the things, I said, Debbie, this stuff, it's Procter & Gamble. It's all made in the United States. I said, I buy Ozarka water. You know, it's Arkansas, Texas, wherever the springs are. Now, it's not coming from China.
We got springs right here in Kentwood, man. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. But listen to this. If people buy enough bananas right now while they're still in stock and eat a lot of bananas, they don't need to worry about toilet paper.
Oh, is that so? Potassium has the the effect of keeping
you from... themselves up, especially green bananas. Eat a lot of green bananas. You won't have to worry about going to basketball for
thank
a while.
You, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for solving that problem. What's that?
Can I talk about the mayor?
We're not going to talk about it for a couple more hours, but while I got you, what are your thoughts on the mayor?
The mayor, the people that voted for the mayor, and mayors just like her before in the past, they got what they deserve. Instead of voting for some no-name guy or lady that owned a business that's, you know, successful person, they wanted somebody where they knew their name or whatever. Well, the mayor is like a friend
that you go out with a group of people, and they get in trouble, and that this way the whole, they do something, you know, that's illegal or whatever, and they get, wind up getting in trouble, but they get the, all their friends in trouble too, just like a bunch of people that work under her wind up getting in trouble because they followed her lead or did what she said to do. That's about the person she is.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. And we will talk more and hear from the mayor herself and what she had to say as she lashed out at yesterday's New Orleans City Council meeting coming up in the 3 o'clock hour and get some political analysis of that. But to your point, she was surrounded by controversy during the campaign when she ran the first time. And she is going to leave office surrounded by controversy that is very similar to the controversy that was plaguing her when she came into office. So, you know, maybe you're right. What you see is what you get. And a leopard does not change its spots. Thank you for the call. Coleman, who's up next? Matt, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's, have you been out shopping yet today?
So yesterday was the first day that the strikers, right, went on strike. So I was like, let me go see what Costco looks like at lunchtime, right, before, you know, everybody really gets there. Well, apparently everybody had the same exact idea. And I walk up, and there's no baskets. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe somebody's not working today, and the baskets are just out there. Well, I finally get a basket, go inside, and I make my way all the way to the back of the store, you know, where the toilet paper would be, and come to find out that's where the line started for the registers. And if you know anything about Costco, it's literally the whole length of the store. From the back of the store to the registers, that's how long the line was. And it was,
my goodness. It looks does Costco not like Sam's have a thing where you can check out on your phone? They call it Scan and Go at Sam's, where I just, at Sam's, I love it because I can just scan everything on my phone, pay for it on my phone, and I just walk out the door. And I don't understand why anyone waits in line.
I do the same thing at Sam's, but I don't know if they have it at Costco. I'm kind of new to Costco, and so hopefully, I think they do have it, but I'm going to have to check into it. But it was just incredible.
Like, life-changing.
This one video of the strikers on Chapatula, and everybody goes nuts. So I just left the store and actually found some toilet paper at Rouse's. So.
All right. Well, good. At least you knew where to, you found some. I'm curious, Paul, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Brobridge, Louisiana.
Okay. And just because you called it a basket. I find most people around here call them buggies, but you call it a shopping basket. And elsewhere in the country, they call it a cart.
Yeah, so. Being, you know, I'm from Cajun country, so that's just that's what we call it.
Yeah, where do you live now?
So I live in Marrero now.
Gotcha, on the West Bank. The best bank. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call, and thank you for that report and letting us know that, it started yesterday, and it's continuing today. People are panic buying stuff that will not be in short supply because of the strike or because of the docks being shut down, but people are buying it anyway. Never let logic get in the way. Coming up, we're going to check in with the owner of Zapardo's to find out what's going on over there and if they're seeing the same thing at perhaps some of the local grocery stores that we're hearing about at the big box stores, and I want to hear from you as well at 504-260-1870. If you were going to panic buy, what would you panic buy? What are the items that you literally cannot live without? So if you're afraid they're not going to be there, you want to go stock up on them now. We know toilet paper. That seems to be number one for number two. But what are the things that you would panic buy if you were to panic buy? I'm curious. Call me and text me, 504-260-1870. All right, it's no longer anecdotal. I think we have confirmed now that we're seeing widespread panic buying from people in the wake of the longshoremen's and dock workers' strike, even though they're buying stuff that won't be affected by the strike. Economically, it makes no sense, but it's happening. People are texting us those things they say they might panic buy if they do. Tide, soap, chocolate. Not toilet paper, but rolling papers, one person says. Coleman in Master Control, if you were to go panic buy something, what is it that you couldn't live without you want to make sure you have?
I'd probably go buy a few kegs of Yuengling beer.
Kegs of Yingling. Kegs, okay. Yeah.
I don't know where I'd find them, but I'd find them.
But that is domestic, right?
Yeah, it's definitely domestic. So I guess, does that make it, so do I sound just as foolish as those buying the toilet paper since
Yingling
is brewed in America?
I said if, but if you're worried about your imported beers, maybe you do want to stock up on those because that is something that has to come in from overseas or at least from south of the border.
I changed my answer to Jägermeister then.
Okay. You call it a basket, a buggy, a cart. What do you call the thing you use at the shopping?
I call it a basket. I'm from Marrero, too.
All right. Some people are getting on me saying no one around here calls it a buggy. Well, I guess we'll see. I've heard people call it a buggy, but we'll see if anyone says they do. Roy Zapardo with Zapardo's Grocery Store joins us now on the live line. Mr. Zapardo, how you doing?
I am doing well, Dave. How about you, sir?
I am doing fantastically because my wife said we have enough toilet paper for now, so I'm not going to worry too much about that. But are you seeing in your store, like we're hearing about at the big box stores, people just swooping up all the toilet paper even though it's not imported?
You know, when I first got this call, I said, well, gee, I don't see that. But now, 2 hours later, it looks like people are starting to panic buy. And we see that. They're buying like they're buying for a storm, like you say. They're buying toilet paper. They're buying water. They're buying Coca-Cola. They're buying those type items.
That's bottled Elmwood.
That are great for grocery stores, but there's, you know, it's just panic buying at this point.
Yeah, but none of that stuff makes any sense. So whether it makes sense or not, you're seeing it happening. So what are the mechanisms that you and other retailers have to be able to restock quickly, particularly with this stuff that's made domestically and most of it locally? Coke is bottled in Elmwood. Toilet paper is made, I think, in Washington Parish, a lot of it, and elsewhere in the region. And you said water. Obviously, we have water that's bottled all over the region. We have several bottlers, both spring water and other types of water.
And as long as you're buying products made in the USA, you shouldn't see any shortages there. The items that you will see, imported fruits, vegetables that come from tropical areas, tropical fruits, bananas, those sort of things. But unfortunately, you can't really stock up too far ahead on bananas because they will go bad on
you. Yeah, and you can't freeze bananas very well.
No, you can't. But, you know, we've been doing this for 100 years, my family has. So we've already talked to shippers in California where they will be receiving bananas and talking about getting those supplies sent to us so that we might not see much of a supply shortage here. We hope.
Would the prices go up if you have to bring them in from the West Coast?
There will be some increased cost in shipping coming from the West Coast as opposed to coming from Gulfport, Mississippi. So we expect to see that.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, our coffee makers, community, and Folgers, they'll also be able to, if they have to, get coffee beans brought in from the West Coast. But, you know, you're talking about having to either go through the Panama Canal or bring them across some other way, and that gets kind of tricky.
Those supply lines will be choked, but, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We've been through wars. We've been through depression. We've been through all kinds of hurricanes. So we have a pretty good sense of where to go, where to get the product, and how to find it and make sure that we've got it for when people need it.
And the stuff that should not be in short supply because of the dock workers' strike, like the toilet paper, the water, the Coca-Cola, will you be able to get your distributors to get that stuff restocked quickly, despite the panic buying?
By tomorrow morning, my shelves will be full before we open up again. So we'll have plenty and plenty, plenty extra, too. So there shouldn't be any issue, at least not for the first couple of weeks. I don't know how bad the panic will get, but we should be okay. I don't think we're going to have any major issues.
And I guess then on the other side of it, the fear is then people buy up so much of it that they're not going to need it for a while, that then we see these weird disruptions in the supply chain because no one's buying it on the consumer side because, well, they have a room full of toilet paper.
And we saw that during the COVID strike, during the COVID supply issues. So, but my suggestion to those that are listening, if you have your favorite imported cheese or you have the certain cracker that comes from Germany that you got to have, my suggestion is you look for those now because those will be in short supply. You might not be able to get your French Gruyere cheese next month, but we've got plenty of it today. So those are the type items that you would look for. As far as staples, rice, beans, canned vegetables, I don't see any issues going forward with that. Toilet paper is going to be an issue because everybody is scared. But no, we don't feel that there's a reason to be.
Yeah, and it's funny. Fear can make people do odd things that maybe don't necessarily make sense. Yeah.
I call them buggies, and we always send people out to go get the buggies.
So. All right. See, and someone told me no one around here calls it a buggy, but listen to that, Mr. Zapardo himself.
You'll get your own buggy. There you go.
All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate you joining us. Go restock that toilet paper, would you? All right. Thanks, Roy.
We're going to have tomorrow morning when we open. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Roy Zapardo with us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have some today, too, so we got plenty right now. So.
All right. There you go. Roy Zapardo has your TP, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Roy. We appreciate your sharing your wisdom with us here on WWL. We're back with more of you after this. Buggy is definitely a local term. So is cart, says one person on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. Somebody else says, I call it a shopping cart, and I'm a native. So, yeah, cart and buggy, a lot of people. And then we had a caller called a basket. What do you call it? Shopping cart, shopping buggy, shopping basket? David, thanks for calling. What do you call it?
How are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, what do you call it? A basket, a buggy, a cart?
I've called it a shopping cart myself.
All right.
I'm originally from Aurora, Colorado. So, hey, you know, that's how it is. I enjoy my sense down here, too. But anyway.
Well, we're glad you're here now. All right, David, if there was one thing you were going to go out and panic buy like people are doing today, what would it be?
Well, Ritz crackers and peanut butter and jelly.
Together, or those are just the three things you enjoy the most?
Those are the three things I would have to have.
All right. Well, I could see taking a little PB&J, mixing it up, and then put it in a, you know, mix it up first, and then put it on top of a Ritz cracker. That wouldn't be so bad.
Oh yeah, indeed.
Right. Well, thank you, David.
Go Saints and go Broncos.
Well, go Saints anyway. we'll see. What is it? Thursday night football when the Broncos come to town and Sean Payton comes and loses to the Saints. Let's hope anyway. Thank you, David. Somebody else texted us, says, got to have my cigarettes and Absolute vodka. That's what I'm panic buying. Someone else, Bennett, says, buying oil filters and air filters for my truck. We all have our priorities. All right, folks. I guess we can't stop it now, so go get you some toilet paper. Even though there's no reason there should be a shortage of it, it doesn't come in from overseas. It's produced domestically and locally, but you go panic buy that toilet paper if it makes you feel better. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot on WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.